The UN Human Rights Chief repeated her call for an immediate end to the violence in Syria, which has raged for more than a year. Navi Pillay told the Human Rights Council that innocent civilians are trapped in the line of fire, while unarmed UN observers in the country had also been at risk.
They were repeatedly targeted before the suspension of their operation on 15 June. This suspension is likely to exacerbate the suffering of the Syrian people.
Paulo Sergio Pinheiro is chairman of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, established by the Human Rights Council. He said military action in Syria has escalated since the 12th April cessation of violence proposed by joint UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan.
As a result of the reported flow of new weapons and ammunition, both to the government forces and to the anti-government armed groups, the situation risks becoming more aggravated in the coming months. The international community must not fail to exert a concerted effort to put an end to the violence.
Syrian representative Faizai Qabuz Hamwi called the crisis in his country a genuine war. He said national reconciliation can happen only when foreign powers stop inciting and supporting the violence. Meanwhile, many Syrians believe that a meaningful political process cannot begin if military operations continue. That's according to Jean-Marie Guénot, who's the deputy joint special envoy of the UN and the Arab League. He told the council that in Syria, political goals are being pursued with military means.
At the moment, all sides appear to not believe in the possibility of a political solution. Absent meaningful freedom of expression and of assembly, the Syrian people have not had adequate opportunity to engage with outsiders or with each other on sensitive political issues, and they have been rightfully fearful to do so.
With their country spiraling deeper into violence and time running out, Guénot said the Syrian people desperately need the international community to join together and exercise its full influence on the situation. A high-level meeting on Syria has been scheduled for Saturday in Geneva. It's being organized by Kofi Annan, the joint UN and Arab League envoy for Syria. In a statement, Annan said the ministerial meeting will help identify measures to fully implement his six-point peace plan that seeks to end the violence in Syria and bring about a negotiated political settlement. Deanne Penn, United Nations.